We continue Be'ezer Hashem's Baruch Siman Kuf Tzadik Hei Sivav. Lach Shtiras Ames, after the Tahara has been conducted, Le'nichai Sivimokim Shetarua, they should not leave the Nifta where the Tahara took place. Al'yishkivu Kenegar Pesach Lefnim Ambayis should be put down next to the door inside the house. Ve'hema Hapchan Sadash Shetira Lov, the board on which the Tahara was done should not be turned over. There's a sakana, it's dangerous to do so. A person should not kiss his children who passed away. It's a big sakana. And certainly no one should hold on to the hand of a nifter and say that he wants to go along with him. When the mace is taken out of the home, have to be most careful that a person should not be the first one walking out. But the people who are carrying the nifter, that have to be the first ones to carry him out, to carry him out, and they may walk out first. If somebody just fell and passed away, if there are wounds in his body, from which blood came out, we need to be concerned. Maybe the blood, which was the lifeblood, is absorbed in his clothing and his shoes. We don't do a tahara in such a nifter. He's buried wearing his clothing and his shoes. On top of his clothing, they wrap him in a white sheet. And they dig in the earth where this person fell. If there's unfortunately any blood there, he came all around him. And with him is buried all the earth that has any blood. Only the clothing that he was wearing is he buried in. But if blood splattered on clothing that he wasn't wearing, became if he was put on blankets, on pillows, and there was blood on them, they don't need kfura. They should be washed well until there's no sign of blood on them. The water that was used to wash them should be spilled into the grave. But if the person died and without any blood, we take off his clothing and we do tahara, and we put on him tachrichim like we do but other niftarim. Became mishnit b'mayim. If somebody drowned, we take off his clothing, and his halacha also is like other people who passed away. In certain places, the minig is that they bury a person who drowned with the clothing he was wearing. Whatever the minig is should be followed. If blood came out and it stopped, and they changed his clothing, after the accident, he lived for a number of days and then he passed away. He has a regular tahara, and we put on tachrichim. Even though on his body there might be blood that came out, we still do a regular tahara. The blood that comes out of a person while he's alive, there is no requirement to bury the person in that blood. So the only blood we need to be concerned is the blood that comes out after he passed away. Because that blood, we need to be concerned maybe it's dam nefesh, or there's dam nefesh mingled with that blood. So Firalef, you led the Shemesa Makam Sleda, somebody who had a baby, and a woman who died in childbirth, Dina Kaharik. If much blood came out of, she bled a lot, We don't make a tahara. Avam kvar kol adam lotzeis. If all the blood exited her body, vakach mesa, and only afterwards she passed away, shein l'stap b'dam nefesh. So we don't have to be concerned that any of the bleeding was from dam nefesh. Oysin loyka mashal mesim. We treat her like other niftarim. Ubelhage in the kelis, and in many communities, nohagin l'tahara kol yiladis. They do a tahara on every yiladis. V'od yesh minhagim yiladis. There are other minhagim regarding a yiladis. V'echad nog nog. Everybody should follow their own minik. Sif yibayz hanharagai dev kachavim. Somebody who was killed by a nochri. Afila yotzu meredam klal. Even if he didn't bleed, kugoyin shenachnak. He was choked to death. He's still buried the way he was, in order to show the distress of this terrible situation. When we speak about a nifter, whether he's a Jew or a nachri, all the tachrichim of the mace are also bahana. Anything that's part of the body, anything that's part of the nace, could go and pay a nachris if he's wearing a shikshura, a klubatux rustle, like a wig, a surumbanam. Can I slash shanta service if they have a false tooth? Tikavi ima should be buried with the nifter. Avanoish enim chubal gufa, but something that's not part of the body, mutter, like jewelry. Kenoish enik en gufoi. Anything that's not part of the body, kigana tachshitim, leabgadim, matar mechalanyim may be worn. Simen kuv tzadches, hilches, haitzoyes ameis, v'avoyes v'tzadakadin. Sefalef. Imyesh meis beir, if there's somebody passed away, kol b'nei ir asur m'mlocha, nobody should work. Imyesh m'munim l'sasak meis, but if there is a chever kadisha that takes care of the niftarim, by those who aren't involved with the burial, matar malacha may work. Sebeis, b'sefer katan, b'kvar katan yeshemes, in a small village, if there's a nifter, ain't shalom b'shalom zel zeh, until the levaya takes place, people may not greet each other. In a cemetery, the halacha is one may not greet somebody else. Even when it's a big city, if there's no nifter, not next to the kfarim, then that goes for a funeral as well. At a funeral, people shouldn't greet each other with shalom aleichem, with a good morning. That's not the time for showing this type of greeting. We may not leave a mace overnight. If we left them overnight, out of respect to the nifter, we want to bring an aron or tachrichim. We want to bring relatives or people who could be able to say a hesped mutter. The last of Torah ela dumya de toli. When the Torah says we're not allowed to leave, the place where the Torah says that we're not allowed to leave a mace overnight is when somebody, Rahman Slan Loyalainu, was hung. So that's a bazaar. It's embarrassing that he should be left like that overnight. Avalokishvul kvoidai. If the delay in the funeral is out of respect to the nifter, to be able to make a levaya, to make sure that the right people will be at the levaya. The kain imnitsa is a mace, or if there's a person who passed away, unfortunately, and we don't know exactly who he is, and then we're waiting to be able to properly identify him, mutala linoi, we could leave him over night, achivoy edim, until Adam or Ishtai or his wife come like Kiroi to recognize him. Again, since that's done for his covered, it's a whole different situation.